You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Delhi has announced a weekend curfew. Mumbai mayor has warned of a lockdown, whereas night curfew is already in place in several states. So clearly, even as experts say the severity of Omicron variant of COVID is not as much as the Delta strain, caution is of utmost importance. Meanwhile, in France, another new variant of COVID has been identified. Details on it shortly. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from around the world. Before I share more updates with you on the pandemic and more, let's first see how the market fared on January 4th. Gains in financial, oil and gas and IT shares pushed the headline indices higher and the domestic stock market ended the session on a positive note. The 30 script Sensex rose 670 points to end at 59,850, whereas the broader Nifty 50 index settled above 17,800. However, Tata Motors and Tata Motors DVR shares declined after CLSA revised its rating for the automaker to sell from buy. The brokerage also lowered its target price for Tata Motors shares to 408 rupees from 450 rupees. Paytm shares were also trading under pressure, even as JP Morgan has initiated an overweight rating on the fintech stock as it sees a 40% upside in it by March 2023. This, even as Paytm shares have declined 38% since the listing on November 18th last year. JP Morgan says that Paytm can deliver 60% revenue growth and 10 times expansion in contribution profits over FY21 to 24, driving cash breakeven and positive free cash from FY25 onwards. Now, you'd be surprised to know that equity investors' wealth jumped by 4.76 lakh crore in just the first 2 days of trading in the new year, driven by optimism in the broader market. Meanwhile, MK Investment is of the view that India is poised for strong growth even as investor sentiment remains cautious as Omicron cases are rising fast in the country. According to MK Investment managers, earnings growth will not only sustain but also accelerate over the next 2 to 3 years, looking at the signs of the pickup in the economy. Next up are updates on the pandemic. As the world grapples with a highly mutated Omicron variant, scientists have identified a new strain of the COVID-causing virus in southern France. Known as IHU, the variant has been reported in at least 12 cases and has been linked to travel to African country Cameroon. The yet-to-be peer-reviewed study revealed that IHU has 46 mutations. However, the researchers noted that it is too early to speculate on how this variant behaves as far as infection and protection from vaccines is concerned. Meanwhile, in India, the daily COVID tally has surpassed 37,000 and the total Omicron tally has reached close to 1,900. Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today tweeted that he has tested positive for COVID with mild symptoms. He has isolated himself at home and requested those who came in touch with him in the last few days to isolate and get themselves tested. The Delhi government has also imposed a weekend curfew in the national capital and pushed for work from home barring essential services with effect from midnight tonight. Sources say private offices have been told to operate at 50% capacity. Earlier on December 28th, the DDMA had declared a yellow alert in the city under the Graded Response Action Plan following a spike in COVID cases. In Mumbai, on the other hand, the mayor has warned that if the daily COVID cases cross the 20,000 mark, a lockdown will be imposed in the city as per union government rules. Kishori Pednekar has also suggested citizens to wear triple layer masks while travelling in public buses and local trains. She also appealed them to get vaccinated at the earliest and follow all COVID-related standard operating procedures. On the vaccination front, CNBC TV 18 has learned that no new fresh orders for vaccines have been placed by the center with Serum Institute of India and Bharat Biotech yet. The fresh orders have not been placed keeping in mind the new vaccination strategy, which is in place especially for Covaxin to be used for 15 to 18 year old adolescents and for Covaxin and Covishield for the third or the precautionary dose for healthcare workers, frontline workers, and for those above 60 with comorbidities. Moving on to some news on the business and economy. Future Retail recently defaulted on its loan payments, and now, according to a report, its lenders are moving the Reserve Bank of India to seek an exemption on the declaration of the loan being a non-performing asset. Lenders to the company are going to approach the central bank in order to either seek a delay or exemption to the company's loans being declared as NPAs. On the economic front, India has recorded the highest ever monthly exports and imports in December, and the trade deficit has widened. India exported goods worth $37.29 billion in December 2021, the highest ever in a month, posting a 37% year-on-year growth. The country's imported goods also touched a fresh historical high as they rose 38% to $59.27 billion. With this, the trade deficit has increased to $22 billion from $22.9 billion in November. The rise in exports was led by petroleum products, gems, jewelry, and engineering goods, while that of imports was led by crude oil, gold, and electronic goods. Moving on, here's an update from the borders. China is continuing to build roads, bridges, and helipads on its side of the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. According to reports, a latest satellite imagery has revealed that China is building a bridge on Pangong Lake, which will provide an additional access to move troops and heavy weaponry faster. The report said the bridge is being considered over 20 km east of Finger 8 on the Pangong Lake's north bank, east of Karnak Fort, where the People's Liberation Army has frontier bases. Apart from that, the reports also say that PLA is building roads, helipads, gun positions, troop shelters, and jetties between Finger 8 and its military bases to the east at Sirijap 1 and 2 on the north bank of Pangong. Lastly, tell me something, what are your plans for this new year? Will you be saving more or will you go for big ticket purchases? Well, a survey has found that the severity of the COVID pandemic has prompted Indian consumers to stay away from big ticket purchases such as four-wheelers and instead focus on saving money in 2022. The survey named India Consumer Spending Outlook 2022 was conducted by community platform Local Circles to understand consumer sentiment in purchasing equity and mutual funds, jewelry, residential units, cars, and health insurance in the new year. The survey revealed that 40% of the respondents were likely to invest in equity and mutual funds, while 15% were likely to spend on cars, property, and jewelry this year. To which category do you belong? Well, choose wisely. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.